All right. Anything else, Warner?
That's all, sir.
Thank you very much. Good job in your first presentation to the commission as acting lieutenant colonel. All right. Jack.
Summons.
15 in the books.
If I may, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, before you take item 15, I'm going to recuse myself on this matter.
You filed proper paperwork,
yes,
with Mr. Joseph?
I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I am shivering. I'm so cold.
Jack, we discussed this at the last meeting quite a bit on this one, if I remember. Everybody's pretty up to date on that. Well, okay.
One is a public comment, and the other is a revised regulation.
Okay.
There are actually two regulations that we're asking you to adopt today. The first is Regulation 150 that is included in your package that was mailed to you. That was adopted as an emergency regulation last month to conform two different regulations that we have that pertain to the harvesting of horseshoe crabs during the May 1 to June 7 period. So we're asking that you make that regulation, or those changes that you made by emergency last month, as permanent. The second regulation that we're asking that you adopt is Regulation 900. The changes there are necessary to comply with the provisions of a new fishery management plan at the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Commission. For some time now, there has been concern about the status of the horseshoe crab population in Delaware Bay and certain bird populations, particularly the species called the red knot, that lands in Delaware Bay during its migration to the Arctic. And when it lands there, it feeds heavily on horseshoe crab eggs on the beaches there and gains its weight back and then heads on to the Arctic. The states of Delaware and New Jersey, that both share Delaware Bay, have in the past put some substantial regulations on the harvest of horseshoe crabs in Delaware Bay and have encouraged ASMFC to get involved in the process over the last 5 or 6 years, and in doing so, see to it that other states adopt some additional regulations to protect horseshoe crabs of Delaware Bay origin. That is what this is about today. The original amendment to the fishery management plan that was proposed by ASMFC considered a number of alternatives that included a total moratorium on the harvest of horseshoe crabs in Chesapeake Bay. We were able to talk them out of that in favor of the provisions that you have before you today that are designed to limit the harvest of horseshoe crabs of Delaware Bay origin by Virginia fishermen. In doing so, we are essentially redesigning the entire fishery that occurs here in Virginia on horseshoe crabs. Prior to this regulation that we're asking you to adopt, most of our horseshoe crabs were harvested by trawler in federal waters. The probability of catching a horseshoe crab of Delaware Bay origin when you're in the ocean is significantly higher than if you're taking that crab in Chesapeake Bay or on the seaside eastern shore, near the shore. And so we are trying to move away from a trawl fishery in the ocean to one that targets the crab here in Virginia waters. There are two provisions that we are adding to the regulation. The first is a prohibition on the landing of horseshoe crabs in Virginia from federal waters from January 1 to June 7th of every year. This is the period of time when the crabs are in the ocean and making their way to the beaches to spawn. The second is a division of the Virginia quota, which is about 152,000 crabs, such that not more than 40% of our quota can be harvested in ocean waters. 60% or more must be taken from Virginia water. So that's what we're asking you to do in a nutshell. The only public comment we have received at this point is the one I handed to you from the American Bird Conservancy that seems to support the proposals before you, but asks that they be monitored closely so that we don't exceed the quotas and that harm doesn't come to the Virginia horseshoe crab population.
Thank you, Jack. I'll open now the public hearing. Anyone wish to address the commission? No comments from the public. Matters before the commission. We'll take first Regulation 150-10.
Move the adoption as proposed by staff.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? One abstention, Mr. Robbins.
Can I just make a comment?
I'm sorry, Dr. Jones. Yes, indeed.
Assuming I'm not going to be here next month.
Don't assume anything.
Yeah, I know. I could be here for the next year, couldn't I? They're talking here, Jack, about a reduction in the biomass of...
red knots?
No, they're talking about the reduction in the biomass of horseshoe crabs by... where was it that I was looking?
That's in the letter from the bird group.
Yeah. I was looking at that 70% or so in that order. And I think the commission has to be aware that there's a difference between just in the future, because this will come before you again in other venues if there's any overfishing within the bay. Mm-hmm. But that's biomass. That's not spawning stock biomass. Typically what you try to do in a normal fin fishery is keep the spawning stock biomass for a productive stock at about 30 to 40% of the spawning biomass that would be available were things not to be fished. What you have here is you have a biomass that is at that level or lower now, and that means that you have considerably less than that in a spawning stock biomass. It also means that you have an organism here that is not as productive as a finfish would be. In those cases, you try to be precautionary to keep the spawning stock biomass up at about 50 or 60% of what it would have been were there to be no fishery on it. So I just bring to your attention that for horseshoe crabs, your biomass is very, very low. And something that, as a scientist, I would be deeply concerned with for this species.
Mr. Baden.
I want you to realize that this is not the only report, the 70% reduction in biomass. And I know very few people outside of the burden groups that signed on to this. It was debated definitely in Richmond and found to have low credibility.
Well, I'm just saying that...
The survey showing... quite a few more in Delaware Bay region than what's showing up in this letter you received.
All right. The next is the amendment, amendments to Regulation 900-10. Pleasure the commission on that request.
Move the adoption of the regulation as presented by staff.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fox. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? One abstention, Mr. Robbins. Carried. All right. The next item is a recommendation of the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. Sonia?
As promised, I have the recommendations for you.
Item 18? No, I'm 17.
Okay.
We don't
have
TV
on here.
All the same?
I didn't.
No, this next one.
Oh.
That's from others.
Yes, I do. I don't think I take any money from them, but.
All right. You see the. Anything unusual here, Sonia?
Not really, except that we had more requests than funding was available. We had 319,400.